Blog Talk Radio.
Besides, relationships are for people that are just waiting for something better to come along.
Spoken like a cynic.
I'm not a cynic. I'm a realist.
Who are a realist masquerading as a cynic who is secretly an optimist.
We shut down. We didn't always receive it because of the way it was delivered.
How do you think a woman should put that to a man? How do you think that a woman should say to a man, this doesn't work for me? Or, you know, I'm not getting what I need from you.
Just so excited because tonight is the premiere of the Every Woman Talk Show. I am Natae, one of your co-hosts, and I am joined by a fantastic panel of women this evening. Uli, Signature, and Jackie. We're all sisters with different opinions. So for the next hour, we're going to talk about...
Welcome everyone. I know you usually hear the women's voice tonight, but tonight I think it's appropriate that I bring the introduction in for this evening. Welcome to the Every Woman Talk Show. We had a couple of strong weeks of shows that went down. Tonight is the season finale for season one. I believe we have Natae online right about now. Is that correct?
Yes, you do. Hello.
Hello, 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 hello.
This
you
is
know,
a nice
but those those that are just tuning in, those who don't recognize my voice, I'm Mr. Naz. I'm one of the behind the scenes producers with my man, my partner Daryl Harrington, for the Every Woman Talk Show, and you know, we thought it was appropriate to be a part of the season finale. There's some news going down. There's a couple of things, some moves have been happening behind the scenes. A lot of you listeners don't know. But we're gonna have a good time. We're gonna be some things that got expressed, and there's some things that we're doing right now. So we're hoping that you'll be part of this journey and the next part of the journey on the extended versions of the family, as I would say properly. I just let you know, Jackie just got the phone with Jackie today. I apologize. She's just coming home from work, so she should be calling within the next 5 minutes, but she did hit me up. That's why I was, like, rushing the last minute to get on board. But how was your week thus far? I see the premiere of your program was posted today.
Yes. Everything, you know, everything is fantastic. I'm excited to get I Ain't That Chick out there. Today we launched the pilot episode, let's just say. So, you know, hit me up on Facebook, please, I Ain't That Chick. And also you can go to my website, www.IaintThatChick.com, and just check us out. We're talking about women, issues and things that affect women, and we're encouraging women to expect more and to believe for more and to not lower their standards. Not to just accept any and everything, and y'all forgive me, I'm out kind of on the street, so I'm doing some local type of stuff tonight, so you may hear some cars or some trucks driving by, but definitely, so, yes, today we launched the episode, yes!
Okay, all right, right now. You know, see, you know, I just want to just kind of give the people a little brief history. These four women, I mean, these four women was selected. I'm going to go down the line. Let's just start with, of course, Mr. Tate. Tate is, of course, relative and bloodline of Brother Dow Harrington. You know, we believe in being an open book of West Jada World. We try to be family. We try to keep everything on the front street. You know, you know, here in Shadow Worlds, me personally, I don't do, you know, hiding things. I like to be very honest and forthright. You know, Natalia was hand selected by Dad. I said, you know, I have amazing, you know, cousin. I think she'd be awesome for the show. You know, that was from Dow. You know, that, you know, I said, okay, you know, he knows I'm a skeptic by nature. I always have my eyebrow up to a lot of people. But, however, I had an opportunity to talk with Natay and meet with Natay, see her work, watch her work. I said, I'm very proud. Very proud.
Thank you.
Very proud to have her part of the family, you know. You know, and, of course, me and Dow talk today, you know, and, you know, he brought me up to speed on a lot of things, and I was very happy. And eyebrow raised on a couple of things. But we're gonna discuss that in part of the show. Let me see. Uli. I've known Uli for a couple of years through a mutual acquaintance. Uli is also a professional singer. She's had a record or two, I believe. She's also well known in her family. The Wells family is very known in the entertainment industry. Her brother, younger brother Damian Wells, was part of the New Romance Crew. They had a song, a famous song back in the 80s called Tonight, which MTM Utume's son was in it as well in this group. So they was part of that. They was in that group a long time, and the Wells family was very known for entertainment. Uli's very outspoken, Muslim sister, very forthright. I think she's the most honest person I've ever ran into. Sometimes her honesty's a little too honest, but you know she's coming from a real place, and that's what Uli brings, and that's who Uli is. Yeah, but without no further ado, who we have online now? Let me get a chance to screen. Who we got just called in?
Hello, it's Jackie.
All right.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
What's going on?
I'm tired.
You've been working hard.
I have been working hard. There was some overtime to be made. I have been yelling and screaming, and my voice sounds like garbage, but I'm still here to talk some more.
All right, well, you sound like Michelle A. from back in the day.
I know, right?
Animation. With your voice.
A lot of people have said that to me, and I think I have missed my calling. People have been saying that to me since I was, like, 20 years old, and they were like, you should do voiceovers.
Yes.
And I'm like, so what you saying? So what are you really saying?
I sound
like
forget y'all. I really am a grown woman. I don't care what y'all say.
You sound so funny. It don't even sound believable what you're saying. It's cute.
So what y'all saying?
I think it's cute, personally. Don't worry about it.
The thing is that once this cold is over, I'll be better. What can I do for you, Seth?
No, what I was doing, I was giving you all guys props while we select each and one of y'all, and I was at Uli.
Oh, okay.
And I was coming around the mountain for you. It was coming. But just to wrap up with Uli. Uli, one of the most outspoken women you can ever have, and one of the honest women. She's going to say how it is. You know, sometimes it may come off, like, brash, but she's coming from a good place. But I also know that this same woman should get the clothes off your back. She will cook food if you don't have no food.
Yes,
she'll love
Lord.
Her and your kids as if they're something here. She'll tell the kids, if you're wrong, she'll grab them. She'll jump in the way and they're in danger. I've seen her do it. I've watched her carry on. I've seen how she treat her spouse, getting up before early in the crack of dawn to get him right and still doing her day. So that makes her an awesome woman. So
I salute
Uli, and that's why she got hand selected. Jackie, I'm going to let you talk about – no, I'm going to give an introduction first. Jackie, do me a favor. Give me a little bit about what Uli is to you.
Oh, wow. How much time y'all got? Uli is amazing to me. Uli is my friend. She is my sister. She is my mentor. She is my confidant. She is my corrector. She is my cheerleader. She is my coach. She is my bullshit smasher, because she's not going to let you ride on some crap. You know, she is not going to sit there and co-sign your BS, you know. And to know her is to love her. To know her is to respect her. To know her is a journey.
Never mind.
To know her is a journey, and it is an amazing journey. And the thing is that, like you said, she'll come at you. Don't come for her unless she sends for you. But the flip side of that is that she will be any and everything you need her to be. And she's amazing. She's strong. She's independent. But, yes, she's sensitive and she's soft all at the same time. So she's a really amazing roundabout kind of woman.
Usually some women, you know, I've discovered, even men, the ones that appear to be the most outspoken, the most brash, are the most sensitive ones.
Absolutely.
True.
They are. I mean, I don't know if you ladies can agree with me on this one. I'm talking from the male perspective. I know it's every woman's show. We come and tell him, but it was only remiss to Jimmy to say this about, you know, say this. I mean, I don't know if I'm saying it correctly, but the most strongest and the most open with their words, and their words are the most sensitive women and guys. I mean, I can personally say that from my experience.
But on our show, then that would be Uli, and that would be Sig, because those are by far the two most outspoken, you know, co-hosts on this show.
Well, I think the perfect segue to introduce as far as where Sig came in at. Sig was selected because of her brashness. Daryl felt that she would be the wild card, per se. You know, but Daryl's always trying to rock the boat in what we try to do. He said, okay, let's ask Sig. So he said, let's go for it. I was like, yeah. We knew from the rip that there may be some, how can I put this?
Conflict?
Tension?
Yeah.
Stress?
Yeah, between Uli and Sig. It's not that we wanted it. Daryl's thoughts was, this is a strong woman. She's open-minded. She has a different way of looking at things than Uli does. But each and every one of you guys are different individually. The show concept, ladies and gentlemen, that listen to the show, was to dispel the stereotypes that is perceived amongst our black women. I work in a professional environment, and unfortunately, I hear many white people, even in training that I go through for the state and federal government, they have classifications for black people, white people, Hispanics, black men, black women, in some of the stereotypes that came in one of the trainings. And it was a dialogue that was open. It was, cultural competence training that I received from the state and the federal government. And when black women came up, and the white women and women of Hispanic and other nationality, ethnic groups were saying, well, black women can't get along with each other. That bothered me. It bothered me as a black man. People are like, well, why are you trying to, why are you going to produce for women? And, you're a dude. You don't understand. You're right. I don't understand. But I do have a pride. I have a sense of pride, a sense of respect for our African-American women. I think very highly of our African-American women. I know each and every one of them are different. I know you have to love each and every one differently. I know each and every one of you, you women are different and special in your own rights. And our vision was to dispel those stereotypes. Was it always successful? Not always. Behind the scenes, there was their battles? Absolutely. But that's the purpose of the show. Every woman is different. Every woman is strong in their own rights. It's how we as people or how women come together to resolve or to deal with different issues, to agree to disagree. Do I still believe in Every Woman Project? Absolutely. I always will believe in that, because I believe in our people, black women, white women, all that, even a woman, every woman. But me being biased, being an African-American male, I have a sense of pride to our African-American sisters. So I believe in that. So that's why the show concept came about. Me and Daryl talking about, we said, listen, we believe in our women, and as a salute to our women, that's how the show came about. So you women that got selected for the show, we thought of you guys very special individuals. we already knew some of your individual quirks. We knew about, you know, the challenges that may come about, but we believe, and we still do believe, in you guys. But I always believe that God puts things in front of us to reveal what our future is going to be. So I do believe this is just another segue, another branch, another glorious thing that's happened from the show that came about by having you four women come about. You guys learned about each other. You learned about your own challenges. It motivated some of you guys in different ways. It made you relook at yourself.
Definitely.
That's what I noticed. I may have been quiet on the show, but it does not mean I was not listening or watching or paying attention. You know, my mom and my grandmother used to always say, you never know who's watching you, who's following what you're doing. You never know. And we had a lot of people following and watching everything that every woman was doing. A lot of people.
Uh-oh.
So, a lot of people. A lot of people. Potential sponsors. Pepsi was watching. I received a letter to Essence.
Did they say I sounded like
listening.
A cartoon?
Essence was monitoring. We had a couple people monitoring what the Every Woman Show was doing. But like I said, you never know who's watching and listening, ladies. So that's why I believe in the project, but I wanted to make sure I waited to the end of the season to bring that on you.
Okay. I have a question. I want to know, what was the feedback, or do we talk about that after the show? Is that the after show?
That's an after show. That's a meeting outside the show.
Okay.
So that's the listen. Yeah, that's an outside show. Because like I said before, my goal initially is to bring this on a national level, and that's exactly what me and Daryl was doing behind the scenes. Every show, everything that we did, our numbers, we sat in meetings and we sent in our numbers. Our numbers had to substantiate people giving X amount of dollars or following. Why should we follow you? Why should we sponsor you? Why should we do the following things for you guys? This is why. Our numbers substantiate. This is what we get every week. This is what every woman gets. This is what the following shows get. This is why each and every one of these women are special. Tell me more. What we've been watching. Thank you. We'll talk at the end of the season. That's business. Oh, God, is that your phone?
That's me. We can't hear you.
It might be because I can't talk very loud. But I'm hoping that, you know, beyond all of those things that you just said, I'm hoping that we reached some people. I'm hoping that there were some people who were like, you know what, we like what you do. We like what you say. We like your platform, your forum, that somebody took something away from something that we did or something that we said or something that we discussed. You know, all of that other stuff is fantastic, and from behind the scenes in production, that's a beautiful thing. But to get on here week after week, and hopefully that people are listening, that there's something that we've done that touched somebody and they were like, wow, that's really cool.
Exactly.
Or I never thought of it that way, or I never looked at it that way, or giving them some insight or some encouragement or something to chase after or to dream after. That's what I'm hoping that we did. If it was one person, 51 people, 101 people, I'm hoping that somewhere along the line, from the time that we spent doing this from the end of December up until now, that is what we did.
And, you know, to our listeners, that was excellent.
I agree.
And to our listeners out there that might be tuning in, new listeners that might be tuning in just beginning tonight, I promise you, Jackie is an adult. She is a grown woman. It's just her voice sounds a little, you know, it sounds sweeter tonight.
I'm sick, you guys. I am dealing with some hoarseness, and if I just talk really, really hard, it sounds like a 900-year-old man with a frog in his throat. So I figured my enemy, this was a whole lot nicer than sounding like that. So, and I'm trying to preserve my voice, because if I don't, I actually sound like this, and you don't want to hear that.
No.
So,
you know,
this is nicer.
You know, I'm going to jump in for a minute, Wayne, if you don't mind, because I got to make an exit in a little bit, but if that's okay with you. But, you know,
Absolutely.
Doing this show, starting, you know, of course, you just explained that I'm a cousin of Daryl's. And in the beginning, when he mentioned it, I said no. I said, no, I'm not doing it, no. But, you know, getting together with the women and attempting or coming together each week to produce a product, that was a challenge, and a lot of times it is a challenge when you bring four women, four different women with four different personalities that don't really know each other that well except for two of them. That can either be a make or break situation. Sometimes, I have to be honest, sometimes it was a make and sometimes it was a huge break for me. But out of it, I learned that, you know what, if you put your mind to something, if you put your heart to something, you can do it. And nothing else, to stick to it. Because a lot of times, it, like Jackie said, it wasn't about us. It was about our listeners. And although we don't know all the people that were tuning in, we hopefully we said something that reached somebody. You know, so, like I said,
yeah.
It was some rocky times, and it was some excellent times. And out of that, you know, we produced the product. And that I'm happy. I'm so happy about.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. Absolutely.
I think that,
absolutely.
You know, that was the whole goal of the show, and we ascertained that goal. You know, we had people who were calling in every week. We had some really interesting show topics that people could relate to. Some, you know, I loved our series of shows during February. If I had to pick a best show, I would take the entire month of February, because the entire month of February was informative about our heritage, about our culture, about our ancestry, about where we come from. And we came armed and ready the entire month with information and insight and different ways to for people to track their ancestry. We dropped knowledge that people didn't necessarily know, that, you know, a lot of history books weren't teaching our kids, that didn't even teach us. So, you know, we came and we did what it is that we were supposed to do. We had some amazing show topics. We had some amazing conversation about whatever it is that we were talking to. We had some guests who were our regulars who were calling in almost every week, looking forward to the show being on. So I think we did what it is that we set out to do.
You know, and that's the most important thing. You know, I can tell you right now, there's a group of young ladies from East Orange, the Girl Scout group that's affiliated, that I personally know the Scout leader, and they haven't followed, been following the show. Even on one of their outfits, they haven't played the show. And I'm glad you said the February one, because that's one of the, I think, two of the shows that they were listening to in February. So you have, so trust me, you did have quite a few young ladies following, and young men, because that was part of the dialogue of having a man, a young man, listen to a woman. And I challenged these young men that I work with. I said, listen to the show. Have you listened to the show? We're going to have a dialogue. Because one of the topics was communication with your spouse. Because these young men, you know, they have girlfriends, stuff like that. But we were talking about, how do you maintain a relationship? How do you court a young lady? What do you mean court, Mr.? So, look, first let's start listening. Hear what she's saying. Listen to the show. Let's have a dialogue after. Maybe out of 20 guys, young men, mixed from East Orange, North, you know, I think we had two of the guys from Brooklyn that came in. Maybe about out of 20, 15 guys showed up, about 7 actually listened to the show. Other ones didn't. They didn't take it.
Hey, guys.
And you know what? That's
hey.
A wonderful thing. Even if it's only
awesome.
7, that means we reached 7 people. They heard, 7 young men heard, you know, a woman's opinion on whatever it was that we were talking about, dating or you know, knowing the expiration date, which was one of our earlier shows, of knowing when to get into get in and out of a relationship, whether it be, you know, man, woman, work, family, whatever. That was a great show. So just the fact that we had that many people listening to that, and hopefully they took something away from that show.
Well, they did.
I was also going to say, the very first show we did, I believe that the expiration date, that did so much for me, because I was coming off of a rough period, and you guys don't even know it, but it was just a rough period, and I was going through the very situation we talked about on that show, and so it helped me. I know it helped the listeners, but it helped me so much, and it helped me confront some situations, and this show just really pumped so much life into me. It gave me a reason to, you know what, get up and keep moving and keep doing something. So, man, I'm so grateful for that. so grateful.
And I hope our listeners know that, you know, we didn't just pick topics out of the air. We picked topics that were important to us, things that we had been through, things that we had experienced, things that we wanted to know about. So if you listen, you know, some shows were really, really, really passionate because these were things that we really, really had true feelings about. So these were things that were affecting us or affecting people that we knew, affecting our community. So it wasn't just like, oh, well, let's just talk about this. No, there was actually thought processes behind every topic that we chose.
And so our callers, you guys calling in, you helped us. You didn't even know it, but you, I know you helped me discuss some issues in my personal life with people that I had struggled with. So to the Nikos and the Jamishas and the Myrnas that call in each week, we love you and we appreciate you so much for just sticking in there and, you know, and being co-hosts with us. You guys were our co-hosts behind the scenes. And so,
absolutely.
We love you guys for that.
And to the young lady who shared her online dating experience when the gentleman wound up taking her someplace and dropping her off. And that, for whatever, I don't remember her name, but her story sticks with me all the time.
Yes.
She was brave enough to come on, tell her story, and talk about how she could have really been in some true imminent danger. But by God's grace, she was here to tell that story. So we salute you. Hopefully you still listen to us. But that was a big deal. And, you know, that online dating show, it touched a lot of people. A lot of people had a lot to say about that online dating. So, you know what, kudos to everybody who called in and shared a little bit of their life with us.
Right. Awesome.
Now, ladies, do you want to kind of let everyone know what happened this past weekend? Because they've seen the pictures online, you know. Can you let, you know, someone tell everybody what we did this past weekend?
Zach, do you want to take it or?
We had the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful experience of going out to the American Cancer Society's Relay for Life event. And for you guys who have been listening to us for a while, we have been talking about this event for the past few months. And this was an amazing event. And I didn't even realize how amazing it was until I got there. And this was an event where, it, of course, it is to raise money for, you know, cancer research. But it was a celebration. It was a celebration of survivors.
Yes.
And what I loved was the component of it was a celebration of the caregivers of those survivors and those who have even lost their battle. And I think sometimes we forget about those people. You know, when someone is dealing with something like cancer, yes, they're dealing with it in their body, in their illness, but there is someone there to give them care throughout this entire process. And, you know, this was a wonderful way to celebrate those people. And we met some really amazing groups and individuals. And I was really, really happy for the limited time that we were there to be a part of it. And we are really, really going to adopt this program for next year and really push harder to be a part of it because it should be a huge, huge event. It really should be. And everybody needs to come out and participate. So anybody in this area, we're going to be knocking you in the head with next year's Relay for Life.
And just to mention, Jackie, some of the people that we spoke to, I believe it was Zakiya and Zakiya, the two Muslim sisters that had the accessories.
Yes.
They were awesome. What an awesome interview. And you guys can go to our page and check this out, the Every Woman Talk Show page on Facebook. We also spoke with Biz. That was the gentleman with the beautiful pink bike with a picture of his wife that passed away and his daughter. Oh, man. I mean, that was... Oh, that was touching. I think that
touched
that
my heart.
All of us.
He brought tears.
Yes.
He brought tears.
That's Brother Biz. His name is Brother Biz.
Your brother Biz. I mean, I think I will always remember him.
Yes.
We spoke with C. Strickland, and C. had was also a guest on a call-in guest on the Every Woman Talk Show, so we finally got a chance to do an interview with her in person. And also our beautiful young ladies from Girls Live, Laugh, Love, Inc., based in Newark, they were just awesome. Just awesome.
To So you guys who have children, who have young female children in this area, that is an amazing organization. I would really, like, go to our page, and you can see them and get their information. They're based here in Newark out of Central High School, and they take young women, and they teach them about empowerment. They teach them etiquette. They teach them about being self-sufficient and strong and independent women. Please, 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 if you have young women or a niece, a nephew, a cousin, a friend, anybody, check them out and possibly get your child or get that young lady involved in that program. They're doing big things, big, great things over there.
That's right. Salute.
You guys, I got to get ready to go, but and I'm feeling all emotional and everything. And you know, I hate that I can't make it stay to the end of the show, but I just, again, I want to say thank you for the opportunity. Thank you, because this challenged me, and it made me, you know, I didn't think I could do this. I didn't think I could get on a show and moderate and do a show with four women. You know, sometimes you doubt yourself, but when a plate is set before you, you eat. And so I decided to eat, and I'm so happy. I'm so grateful, because it's kind of pushed me to just keep going. But as far as next season, you know, hey, we got to tune in to next season and see what's happening with the Every Woman Talk Show. So from my end, goodbye, you guys. I love you. That's it. A kiss out for Jackie, for Sig, for Uri, for Wayne, for Daryl, and for all of our listeners. We love you, love you, love you, love you. But I got to go run. So y'all chat and bring me updates afterwards.
Take care, Nate.
Bye.
Bye.
Jackie.
This has been, it has been an amazing, amazing opportunity. And, you know, people think that doing this should probably be easy, and it's not. And whether it's in front of a camera or whether it's just audio, it is still, it's a bit much. And when you have four distinct different personalities, you have to pray for chemistry. You have to pray for mesh. You have to pray that, you know, everybody has the same goal in mind. And even if we have a different direction of getting there, the same goal has to be in mind. And I think that, or I pray that we came across showing that we all had the same goal, or we all had the same intent. It's just that our opinions were different, and that's what made this show so amazing, and thus the title Every Woman, because there were just different women who represented different opinions, different walks of life, different circumstances, different everything, but could still come together to provide one voice on one show as to how we feel about issues that we're pressing for the times that we live. We talked about everything from relationships with our partners to raising our children to foster care to managing our money to managing our families, meaning, you know, like extended families. So, you know, and with that, everybody has distinct different opinions. But I think that we kind of touched on a lot of how a lot of other women feel. And like you said, you know, we had young men who were listening. Hopefully they took a lot from what we had to say from a woman's perspective. The one of the shows I absolutely loved was the top five things men want women to know. That was amazing.
Okay.
Because interviewing all of these guys and getting all of this information, I sat there and was like, wow, really? I didn't know this. Oh, wow, okay. And that was a great show, because even though a lot of guys didn't want to call in, they looked forward to hearing to see if their topic or their tip or their one thing made the list. And with interviewing all of these gentlemen, you know, it was a wake-up call for women. So I'm hoping, ladies, if you listened to that show, that you took something. If you didn't listen, please go back and listen to the archives, because even though we told it, these all came from men. They were all interviewed, and we took everything they had to say, and we gave it to you guys. So if you are still struggling, if you still having issues with some of the things that your men do or say or act, please go back and listen to that show. That show was so informative from both ends of the spectrum. There's no way that you won't find something that applied to you and your man.
Wow. Wow, well said. Well,
Alicia,
said, you all right over there?
Informative. I'm hanging in there. I'm hanging in there.
Well,
this voice is killing me.
We got a couple things going on as far as upcoming shows. Now, well, the show, the spinoff of the Every Woman Show, actually not a spinoff, but just the people going to figure out what's going on. If you're following us on Facebook, you're also seeing that Tay has the I Ain't the Chick show, as she said earlier, that kicked off the video blog. Check out the show. You see what she's doing. She's going to be out and about doing interviews, being very interactive and stuff like that. So you want to check out. She decided that's the route that she wanted to go. So we're going to pray for her and wish her well. You know, like she said, sometimes you need certain things to motivate you to do other things that where your heart is at. And I think we said earlier before, if your heart is into something, you enjoy it more. And that's
absolutely
something very close to her, what she wanted to do. And we're going to support her and uplift her and pray for her at that point. Now, spinning to the other segue, Jackie, do you want to tell the listeners what you've been up to on Sundays?
You guys, on Sunday night, myself and Mr. Naz, we have an amazing, amazing, really grown and sexy show. It is the Relation Slow Jam and Mixtape Show. And this show is a little bit different. It is definitely different. We have some of the most amazing music. Sunday, for some people, consider it the beginning of the week. A lot of us consider it the end of the week. And either way you want to put it, it is a time to kind of slow down, collect yourself, and get ready for the week ahead. Get ready for what you, you know, have to do. So we play some amazing music. Mr. Naz digs in the crates, and he pulls out some stuff where you're like, damn, I haven't heard that in a minute. He takes you on a musical journey of intimacy and love and reflection, and it is just amazing. And then we have a segment called Pillow Talk. And in our Pillow Talk in our Pillow Talk segment, it's kind of where we have a different topic and we discuss all things that have to do with intimacy and love and relationships and sex. And we have no holds barred. We are open and forthright, mature. We're definitely mature. But we talk about everything, and we talk about how to make relationships better. We talk about how to bring back spice to relationships. We talk about how to start relationships. We talk about things that are important to relationships and partnerships. So you guys really need to check us out on Sunday nights. It's an hour and a half, and we get it in on a real grown folks level, on a real intimate level, on some laid back, light a candle, grab a glass of wine, grab your partner, let's kick back and let's listen to this, let's do this. We have an awesome, awesome time. So please, and I won't sound like this by Sunday. I'm real sultry on Sunday, just so y'all understand. I don't sound like a 2-year-old animated character at all.
Okay. Just tune in. This week's show, we're going to do something. I think are we broadcasting live?
We are attempting to broadcast live from Uli's pleasure party. Uli will be having a pleasure party on Sunday, and our last week's show, we were talking about toys in the bedroom, so we are actually going to go to her party, and we're going to broadcast live, so you guys need to check that out, because that's going to be really, really something special.
Yeah, that's going to be one of our first and many shows live there, but like we said, you know, we want to make sure that we address and we talk about the Every Woman Show at the season finale aspect of it. A lot of things that we're trying to do. Once again, you know, look out for the great things that we will be having. And, you know, we also, you know, we will be also going viral as well for many of our shows. There's going to be a new cast. But part of the same cast. So we just call it as adding to the family. You know, there will be some other women added to the family, and we will be encouraged and happy to have them a part of it. So you want to look out for the postings. We'll do a couple of live locations of the Every Woman Show Uli will be coming back to the program. Congratulations, Miss Uli, if you're listening out there, young lady. You should be calling in. I know you're probably But it's all good. I mean, matter of fact.
You know, as you guys, just because your particular show.
Hello.
Hi, Uli.
Hello.
I just got real 2 years old. Okay, y'all, I did sound 2 years old right then.
All right, hold on. My board has been acting up lately, but I believe we have your other compadre as well, Signature Black as well online. So now you have the other ladies. I'm gonna lead the mic to you guys while y'all handle the rest of this show.
Don't run now.
Nah. Listen, I'm gonna step off about 5 minutes and let y'all ladies finish doing your in the finales.
Well, I don't know if you guys were listening. We were just kind of recapping and talking about some of our favorite moments on the show and what we hope the show was able to do and what we did with the show and, you know, how we use the show as a great vehicle. And I talked about my favorite shows, which were all the shows in February, when we did the African-American History Tidbits, and when we also did our very, very first show, which was about the expiration date, which was, well, I think, was one of our greatest shows. And then my other favorite show was the top five things that men want women to know. So what were some of you guys' favorite shows and some of the good things about the show or some of the things, period, about the show?
Hello?
Hey, sweetie.
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Hi, guys.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think my favorite show was when we had Reverend Ron on the show.
That was
hilarious, first of all.
Yeah,
it's very enlightening, and everybody had their little point of view and in reference to a little bit of religion without it becoming an argument, because we know religion, politics, those things do not mix with everybody. I thought that show was a very good, positive show. I miss a lot of the shows at the last ending of the season, so I think that may have been my very, very favorite one.
That was a good show, and you know he still talks about that show.
Yes, he would.
He still talks about that show, and he was really glad to be on that show. And I thought, like you said, for it to be a show about religion, it didn't become a thing where it was like beating you over the head about it. And especially with us all being from different walks of faith, it was a good show that, it was just like a general show. It wasn't like a you do this and you need to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he was really good with conveying what, he needed to convey without stepping on anybody's toes on how they practice and what they do. So kudos to Pastor Ron.
For him, it goes that way because he's pretty versed in it. If you're knowledgeable about multiple religions, then you will respect the fact that everybody practices the way they, even with us practicing different religions, everybody still doesn't practice the same. Everybody believes are still not the same. So you have to respect each other's, however we do it and whenever we do it, and not step on anybody's toes with that. And yes, I think he did that well.
Absolutely.
No, I'm sorry. My favorite show was not that one. My favorite show was when the brothers from the Man Up called in with us, and I don't remember what the title of that one was. But that was probably my favorite one.
I love our inaugural shows. Our inaugural shows were when we were kind of all together, and with us being all together, and it was a nice bantering back and forth. It was like, that brotherhood support and that sisterhood opinion, it was really nice. So that was really cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
I did not hear what you guys were talking about. I just actually tuned in. I'm actually just walking in the door, rushing in to get in to call in. So I really didn't get a chance to hear everything you guys were talking about.
Oh, darn. So that means you missed all your compliments.
Oh, did I get compliments? Oh.
Yes, you did.
Yes, you did.
Can you guys not hear me?
No.
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Hi. Can you hear us is a bigger question.
I heard everything. I can hear you guys.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we like, big, hello, hello.
Well,
I was saying hello, so I'm like, okay, why can't they hear me? What the heck is going on?
Well, Sig, why don't you jump in? And we were talking about some of our highlights of this season, and we were talking about some of our favorite shows and, you know, just basically what the whole season kind of meant to you and, you know, the importance of what was going on for the season.
My favorite show was the show with the Reverend on it. Still got to get to Jersey and go to his church whether he want me there or not. I love that show.
Oh, he waiting on you, sister. Trust me. He tell me all the time.
Tell him I am coming. I am coming. I got called away. I had an emergency this week. That was my favorite show. I like the way the season took off and unfolded, that with each show, it was just more informative. It was just more – all the shows were really, really good. They evolved each week, and I liked the fact that happened that way.
Do you have a is that your favorite show? What about one of the shows where you picked a topic? What were some of the topics that were passionate for you?
Any topic is passionate for me. Oh my God, I'm drawing such a blank. If someone would ask me this earlier today, I'd be like, "Well, we did da 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 da." I talk about the show all the time, everywhere I go. Any of the shows where we gained something, which was every show, where we learned. I'm like you, Jackie. I really enjoyed our Black History Month. It was awesome. I enjoyed every guest that we had. They brought something to the table. We learned something. It's just really great. And nothing I love more than hearing Nico call in every week.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Nico
his
is like,
honest opinion from a young man who has his head on his shoulders. I love that because of his age. He's like, boom, this is what I want. This is what I think. And it's awesome. I love the way he expresses himself. Jackie, you did an awesomely great job.
Thank you. He says, what is he going to do from now until September? So I said, we'll have to find you another show to call in on, just not my show on Sunday.
The one show that I thought we could have elaborated a little bit more, but we had got so jumped into it and we got so far off track, was the one with when we were doing Black History, we brought on Dwayne Brashear with his father, Carl Brashear, who was the first black baby. Absolutely, we do.
Yeah,
I felt like
we
kind of went off track with that and really didn't give him a chance to really get in depth. So I think that probably is one of the – absolutely. Absolutely.
Right. We need a show where he is on the whole show. He's on the whole show, and people get to call in and talk to him because he has a story to tell, and that needs to be on hold. We need to do that.
Well,
in that show next season, the show about the parent, the foster homes and adoption, that adoption agency, they are emailing me all the time. They are dying for us to do the second half of that show because now I have adoptees, adoptive parents, grown people who went through the adoption process and they knew they were adopted since they were kids. And I think it's just totally awesome.
Yeah, I miss that show because I have family members who actually they do the
foster care.
They do the foster care, but then I have a cousin who started out doing foster care, but one of the daughters that she started out as being a foster parent, she adopted.
Wow.
And so she's and we had a miracle since she was 5, and now I think she's like 15.
Yeah,
so
that's a story that needs to be told. Yeah. That's an amazing story that needs to be told. Whereas people can see, because I think there's such a misconception, and the good thing about that show is the woman that we had on from the division here in Jersey, you know, she was helping to dispel some of the myths about foster care and about adoption and how the process is done. And to know that there are children who are in foster care who do make it all the way through and people, you know, find it in their hearts to go ahead and adopt those children. It's not just about the check. It's not just about the benefits.
I don't think I ever felt for everyone who did it. It was. I mean, let's be realistic and we live in a real world. We definitely know there are some people who are doing it for a financial gain.
Absolutely.
But if you're doing it for a financial gain, but they are getting good care, I don't care what the reason you're doing it.
Even the ones that are saying, oh, I need this because I need the money, I've known some that did it, and I found that when you watch them with those kids,
Their heart is in it.
Well, that's
it's
what I'm saying. I don't really care what your purpose for doing it was. As long as those children are getting the care they need, I don't care what your reason is, because they don't really care what your reasoning is, because all they care is that they're getting what they need.
And somebody genuinely cares about them. And
mm-hmm.
I think foster care is totally, totally awesome. It's something I would love to have done if I would stay in one place long enough to say I'm at home.
Another wonderful thing that she did was she explained to people that, you know, there is help after adoption. A lot of people think that once the child is adopted that, you know, especially if they're coming through the Division of Youth and Family Services, that there's not assistance. And she explained mm-hmm. that there is still assistance. So that is definitely a show that we would, that should be revisited so that, like you said, Uli, like your cousin's
story. Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing with our shows. Here's the thing with our shows. I think every single one is
the
topic of revisiting because
yeah.
we don't have the time allotted to really get in. Like, when we start really getting in, it's time to say our goodbyes.
Yeah.
Right. So, I think we need to look at what we did and
mm-hmm.
make plans to do the expenses for the shows that we definitely said would come back. We definitely need the Reverend Ron to come back. We told him he would come back. And some shows that we missed for various reasons, I would love for us to visit. I want to do the show on women in the clergy.
Mm-hmm.
I got to agree with you guys on that right there. The clergy one, I would love to hear that one personally.
That's a hot topic.
Yeah, I want to do the one on women in the clergy because, you know, I have my beliefs about that. But I've managed to meet several women who are in the clergy and we've been talking, and they would love to be a guest on the show and do it.
So this season was a catalyst. This was an amazing catalyst to get a lot of topics that we felt passionate about that really touched us or moved us to go further and dig deeper into for hopefully next season that we can come back. And like you said, Oli, almost every show that we did this season is something that could be revisited in a part two and a part three and a part four and a series, almost like we did Black History. Black History was a series for us because it was
yeah.
the entire month. So what facts we couldn't get in 1 week, we got them in the following week or the following week or the following
mm-hmm.
week. So it may have to be that, you know, some of our shows, like the adoption or like the women in the clergy or even the expiration date show, it may be something that we take
the
entire month.
The expiration date, I think that should come up as much as possible because everything, you know, in our lives change daily.
Yes.
So
yes.
what we think is an expiration date could have changed the very next day because some
yeah.
circumstances change. But here's what I really want to see come September is more callers, more people involved. I want to be able to do more live shows. I heard a little bit of that when I first clicked on. I know we have a lot of you listeners calling in. That's wonderful. I love our listeners. Those listeners, I also want to be a part of what we talk about and what we're going to talk about. Give us what you think we need to be talking about.
Like
I don't
a
think
listener
we capitalize
show.
You know
on
what?
That
I
as
think
much.
We need to do a show where we don't have a topic, where the listeners call in and ask us questions, whatever they want to ask.
Let our listeners pick topics. You know, let us talk about the things that really do interest them, something that they would really like to hear, you know, hear us discuss. So, you know, for them to call in and or Facebook us or whatever it is, however they want to get in touch with us to do that so we know exactly what it is that they want to hear about because they're the reason why we do what we do.
They're the reason.
Now,
so what
ladies,
you guys,
I'm going to ask
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna put a question on the table to all you ladies right here. So just listening to you guys, well, excuse me, ladies, women, talk about this, is definitely something that we need to have a serious, you know, meeting about after mm-hmm. off the scenes about, because it sounds like you guys already, you got a game plan, and I'm all for it, and I'm pretty sure, I just got a text from one of our followers of what we do here. Brick City 911. I'm not putting you on blast, my dude. So don't get shook. he's an officer from North Police. who's been following a lot of our shows. And there's a couple of officers that have been following as well, that friends that I work with, just great guys. They've been following as well. Women now, I've discovered some women within the police ranks. And I believe we picked up a female FBI agent that I had a chance to tell her about the show. But I know he's online now listening because I see the number. So, you know, they're asking, hey, listen, you know, lady, they want to come back. They want you guys to come back. So they said, no, please, you know, we're very interested, you know, in the show coming back. So I told them, I said, well, we're coming back. I said, the lady's going to game plan. And next season is going to be even more better. I can guarantee that. As a matter of fact, it's safe to say, ladies, okay, if I give my word that it's going to be better than this year?
Absolutely. Everything you tweak, so everything gets better. You know, the opportunity to do this the first time, you know, you kind of find out what works, what doesn't work, you know, and you tweak things and you fix things. And if you've got any intelligence, you definitely come back better than what you were.
It's a learning process, and it's like it's nice to watch it where it started and to watch it how it grew.
It was totally
awesome the way that it grew, the way it became a catalyst. And what I did realize is that the people at the center where I go were listening to the show as a group, and then the next day they'd be like, oh, last night you guys talked about it. And I'm looking at them like, really? You heard that? Okay, some shows I don't want y'all to listen to. Don't listen on Fridays. But, no, it's the fact that things happen on Fridays. It's the fact that Shadow World came through with the vision and gave a platform and gave voice to so many things and an opportunity for the public to see that we can come together and do something besides dance and play basketball. And I just love that.
And besides, people have to hear me. They have to hear me again because they know that I'm not 12. I don't sound like...
Girl, when I first heard you sound like Eartha Kitt. I was like, oh, my God, Jackie's sounding Eartha Kitt.
They told me I sounded like animation.
Oh, my God. But, no, I think the show is great, and the growth is awesome, and nothing I'd rather do on a Tuesday night.
Well, I really like y'all because I could be watching NCIS, but I'm not going to go there.
Yeah, join the club. Yeah, NCIS. As long as the show never moves to Thursday, as long as scandals airing, we're good.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying.
So what were some of the things you were telling the listeners before Sig and I actually plugged in?
Well, actually, Wayne was saying why he selected each individual, and I happened to come in on the Uli section, and then, you know, I had to stop talking because then I started sounding biased, so...
Well, you know, that's because you want a good meal Sunday. That's all that's about.
I do. I want you to feed me. And we plugged your wonderful event on Sunday, and that we plugged our show and how we're going to be broadcasting live from your party on Sunday.
Oh, how wonderful.
We're going to be broadcasting live from your pleasure party, and I have people knocking me over the head with saying, can I come, can I come? Sure, you can come. Why not?
Absolutely. Absolutely. More the merrier. I'm trying to put my air conditioners in the windows right now.
Because hopefully it's going to be hot in there and it'll be a great opportunity.
Yeah.
So, but we were just talking about, Wayne was alluding to the fact that, you know, people were listening and watching and following the show and, you know, from, you know, corporate standpoints and, you know, my biggest thing was, I said, hopefully from the time that we did our first show in January up until now, that I hope that somebody took something somewhere that what we said or what we talked about or a topic that we did or what even another listener discussed, that they took something from that and we
Absolutely.
Said something that sparked something, encouraged something, motivated something. My biggest thing is the young lady when we did the online dating show. And she shared her story of how she had met someone and they dropped her off in the middle of Paramus. Like, for me, that resonates. She didn't have to share that. But for whatever reason, calling in to four women she did not know, she felt comfortable enough to share that.
We have shared some personal information,
too.
So I think that's what makes our listeners comfortable enough to share theirs. But if you have your host opening their doors, Why can't I open up mine?
Right. And that's
plus,
all I hope.
An air of they're human. They really are human. Mm-hmm. They really could be my neighbor next door. I really could
oh,
see
absolutely.
Them walking down the street.
And mm-hmm. that's the sense that I'm hoping that we came across with, that if we could all sit around a table and all you listeners come and we could sit around a table, we could eat a meal, we could discuss an issue, we could talk about what happens, we could argue, we can motivate, we can encourage, we can mentor, and we could go on from there. And hopefully that's what we did somewhere along the line. You know, all the other stuff mm-hmm. is important, the behind-the-scenes stuff, the production stuff, the stuff that I don't know anything about. But the great thing is that hopefully somewhere we said something that did something for someone, that we just didn't banter an hour and a half every single night and it did absolutely nothing for anybody. And nobody could tell me that. Nobody could tell me that it did nothing for anybody.
Awesome feedback. That everything, the five things men want women to know, oh, my God.
That was an amazing show.
But I mean, the fact that we actually did the polls, and then people were like, oh, my God, how'd the show go? I'm going to listen to the archives. And to still be getting feedback from that, and to hear people say, you know, I learned something about myself from that, or I learned something about my man from that. To hear people say that just in my everyday walk lets me know that people comment on what we do, we matter. We made a difference.
And at the end of the day, that was our job. That was the common goal that we shared was, and like I said, we're for this. Distinctly different women. We have distinctly different opinions. Even when our opinions align, they're still different because they come from a different place because we're all different people. But to be able to have reached anybody, somebody, 151, 101, however many it was, that was the goal. And we reached that goal because, like I said, even if it's just that one young lady, we reached somebody. We reached people.
Let me ask Nasty a question. Nasty, the vision you had for the show, and I know it was a pretty broad vision. We didn't know what we were really doing when we threw it out here. But do you think you've gotten out of it what you wanted?
Well, you know what? Here's my answer to that. Like I said early in the show, what I did was I did an intro as far as, you know, introduced myself and Daryl. I explained why the vision of Every Woman came up. I went to a training, like I said, I'm just going to do a quick recap for those just tuning in, everyone talk show. I went to a training called cultural, cultural competence. It was a training on dealing with various ethnic groups and different genders from different races. The one thing that stood out that a lot of people had a lot to say about was how black women interact with each other. They said it can't be done. There's always problems in office. There's always problems in the church. There's always problems in families. But it bothered me watching how many. We went from different, you know, from whites to black males. You know, we went to the basically addressing stereotypes and all this stuff. But when it got to the black women, it was so they were so passionate about the different challenges that black women go through. This is coming from white people. This is coming from Hispanic. Black women, talking about black women, it was just coming so fast and furious. And I talked to Daryl about it. It bothered me because me being an African-American male, hearing this, I believe every woman is special in this world because God created everyone to be special, regardless of your race, religion, or whatever. Everyone's special, especially our women. God made women in a special way. But me being African-American male, I have a certain pride about our black women, and if you know, excuse me, if I want to throw the flag up, I believe in our black women. I believe that they're strong. I believe that they're resilient, or more resilient than any other species on this planet. I strongly believe that. I mean, that's, you know, from learning from my mother, being around my missus, being around my daughters, me learning, me watching the challenges. I mean, when I watch my son being born, I'm like, dang, I couldn't do that. No way in hell. Mm-hmm. First of all, salute to all you women that had children. Just straight up, what y'all go through with this, that's another show. I'm in the pain thinking about it. But anyway, the show, when I like seeing that, it bothered me. Then I just started noticing, really noticing different things as I went throughout my day. I started noticing how certain women would talk about other women. I noticed how certain women couldn't get together. Then I was even watching certain TV programs, how even on The View, these women going at each other. I'm like, what if we got a show with different women, but they had to be strong in their own right? You could not have a whole bunch of, I agree with you, girl, I agree with you, girl, I agree with you, girl.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't
mm-hmm.
want that. So me and Daryl, we carefully sat down. We went over all the friends, all the people that we knew that we considered strong women. We created a list. We looked at each one of you guys. We broke it down. We knew Sig was the wild card. We know Sig could say things that you'd be like, what did she just say? But you'll find that she's very insightful and very educated about everything that she say and do. And very loyal to that aspect. Am I saying that kind of right, Sig?
Yeah, that's
Sig?
It.
That's it, yeah. Sig is a wild card, but Sig is going to say what Sig wants, because that's how Sig is. And that's, you're going to run into women like that out here. Uli, very opinionated, very, very strong-willed, and she's going to say things like, no the hell she didn't say that. But she's also the same person who'll give you the clothes off her back and put food in your stomach if you ask. All you had to do was ask. That's the type of woman she is. She'll sacrifice to give you her last. I've known and seen that she's done that. And that says a lot as a woman. Jackie's she's very free-spirited. She'll say it to you and talk to you in a way to make you understand. But she's very, very open-minded. But at the same time, she's very, very honest. That's what we got from Jackie. You know, she said certain things like, did you just say that? But she'll say it with a smile. And she's like, you know, she didn't. Exactly. We knew Nate carries a certain way about her. We know that she said, look, this is who I am. Some women may call her bougie, but this, she carries herself a certain way. But we know that she wants to be professional in everything she does, and she wants to lead by example. That's how she's been portrayed. So each and every one of you guys are different, and we knew that. And we understand that there will be challenges. We knew that. But the thing about the Every Woman Show, we wanted to show that there's going to be different women, no matter how, you know, whatever different parts of life they come from, strong in an individual way, come together for a common goal, for a common cause. You know, you guys, I've watched the show, I've listened to the show, I watched the journey, and I see how I've got things from it. I've got other people coming from it. I had a group of young men listen to the show on purpose, and young men that I mentor through the scouting program. I challenged them to listen to the show. So we talked about courting a woman and talking about as far as how you communicate and listen to a woman. I challenged them. I want them to listen to the show. The next scout meeting, next meeting, I want them to have a dialogue with me. Let me know what you heard from the show. I'm trying to teach them how to listen to a woman. It may not be interesting to them. I want them to understand the dialogue and understand their point of view. Out of 20, 7 young men came back to me about the show. I believe it was in February, one of the shows about history. I had to kind of go back on my notes, but I know it was in February, so we discussed Black history. But I challenged them, and 7 of those young men came back. So they had a new perspective in how to talk. And in some cases, it helped a couple of young men ask for their prom dates when it was prom time. They knew how
all
to
right
ask.
Now.
You did influence some young men. There's a group of Girl Scouts that I challenged to listen to the show. They listen to the show now more than me. So those young ladies, they
thank you, ladies.
You know, you reached people that I thought you wouldn't reach. You reached the young people, which I thought that would be a little challenge to get to. Now, do I believe that the show has a future? Absolutely. There's some things we have to work off behind the scenes? Absolutely. The production aspect of it can be tighter? Absolutely. But the whole thing now is there's a brand and there's people listening and people getting something from the Every Woman Show every single week. And that's what's important. God gives us a platform, and God puts things in front of us to try to help other people. If we don't take advantage of what he gives us, our abilities and our platforms, why have these talents that we have? Why have these opinions? Why have this experience? Why have these blessings that in each one of us have, especially you ladies? Definitely especially you ladies. Like I said, Uli, I think that you're one of the most outspoken women I know, but I know that you give the shirt off your back. I know that for sure. I never challenged that. And you have a lot of women out there like you.
Yeah, but I'm a no-nonsense kind of person. I'm like, I'm straightforward. I'm an open book. I don't really care what people think about me because it's not going to make or break me. So I'm an open book. If something is going on in my life, whether it's good or bad, if you're in my life, you know about it because I have no shame in how I'm walking my steps, you know. And so it doesn't bother me. And I'm a no-nonsense kind of person. And, yes, I will give you the shirt off my back probably more times than I should. But then there's a point in my life, Jackie, you know, where I say, all right, I'm done. And I cut you off, and I cut you off for good.
But I think people can relate to that, and I think a lot of people who don't understand, we were actually talking earlier, that some of the strongest, strongest people in the world are probably some of the most sensitive people, and people don't understand that when a person reaches a point where that strength just wanes, a lot of times that cuts you off is not that nasty or that strength.
No,
it is that it's that sensitivity, like, you know what, I refuse to continue to be hurt over and over or used as a doormat or just looked at as something, you know, like you can take for granted or whatever the case may be. It's that's not the strength at that point. That's the sensitivity of I've had enough, and I know I've got to take care of me, and I can't continue to put myself in that position. And people don't understand that, and I think by being a strong woman or being, you guys being strong women, that it gives, it lends an ear to other strong women who are trying to convey that to other people, or it gives knowledge to people who are surrounded by strong women who may not understand or may not know how to deal with them or how to reach them. Like, you know what? You reach them the same way you reach anybody else. Just because somebody is a hard candy-coated shell on the outside doesn't mean that they're not soft and chewy caramel on the inside. You
see,
treat
the thing
them
is,
the
we
same
have strong
way.
Women. We have strong women, but some women take things very personal. And some strong women know how to separate their personal with their business. So,
oh, yeah,
you know,
definitely.
It really depends
so
on which one
that,
you're rubbing up against.
The thing is this is me, and I tell people, if it comes up, it's coming out, and people think I don't think about it first. I do. I plan almost all my conversations. I'm funny that way. But when I say some taters, you hurt my feelings, they think I'm joking. I'm not. I wear my feelings on my sleeve because I'm like, ooh, if I can give it to you, if I can help you, I'm going to do that. But people take you for granted, and they come to you with everything, and they unload on you, but you have no one to unload on. You have no one to unload to. So when you get to that point, when I get to that point, it's not a nasty, I don't want to bother with you. It's simple. It's very simple. You hurt my feelings, I'm done.
I don't even do that. I'm not even going to go to the, I had something on Facebook which was so me to a T. I am too old to have to explain to you what you did wrong to me. I'm just not fucking with you no more. I'm just going to just quietly slide to the side and let you live your life. And here's my thing. When I've noticed I've done that, when I notice that I've done that with certain people in my life who have been in my life for years, and it doesn't affect you, and you don't even notice that I'm not in your life, I made the right decision. Because if you slide out of life, you slide out of somebody's life, absolutely, if you slide out of somebody's life, and that person does not try to pull you back in, then there's a reason for that. There's a
right.
They never wanted you there to begin, or never needed you there to begin with. So I'm good. Am I hurt? Absolutely. Does it bother me? But I'll get over it because everything with me, unfortunately, I'm a Leo. We have this
That's
big old facade
like
about
it.
That raw. We got that raw, but we're just pussycats. We're just pussycats. So everything, I take my job personal. I take my friends personal. I absolutely take this show personal. I take my children. Everything with me when I wake up in the morning is not just about everything. I take everything personal to me. Everything. I mean, if a man says to me, oh, you look nice, I'm like, that nigga wants an ass. That's personal to me. You know, like, I don't take it lightly. Like, for me, I don't look at things so easily. For me, I have to dissect every damn thing somebody says, and I come up with my own conclusion. And it's 90% of the time it's wrong because I take everything personal.
So personal.
You know what I'm saying? And if you did not take everything personal, you'd have a clear view of what someone may be saying to you. You look nice today. May just mean you look nice today.
They offer it. I don't take anything personal. I probably should take something personal. I'm very.
But that's what I just said. There are strong women who take it personal, which is me, and there are some who don't, which is you. So we're very different, but very much the same.
Yeah, I have no. Well, for me, I have no gray area. You're either in the black or you're in the white. There is no gray area. You don't stay there. I'm very cut. And I have to let people know I'm done. That's just me. I'm being serious. When I'm done, I'm done. It's a wrap. There is no coming back to that. We can't fix that. There is no me opening my mind to anything. It takes a lot for me to be done with the person, to be totally done with the person. When I'm done, I'm done.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
That's a person.
That's why we chose each one of you guys, because Sig, your views, exactly, your views, Uli, that's exactly, because you have women exactly like you guys out there, and sometimes they don't know how to communicate. They don't know how to, they don't have a platform. They have nothing. They don't have nobody to relate to, because you listen to these programs, these TV shows and stuff like that. You got the ones, kind of smiling at everything, laughing at everything, agreeing with each other, but not giving that diversity in the answers. And you guys give that. And I know personally, as a black male watching a lot of these professional women, women in the street, just being around various different women, you guys reach those people, that audience. This week may be this person, maybe this other person the next week. It's because
I'm going to tell you something, Matthew. I'm going to tell you something. People always say black women don't get along. Sometimes it's not us that creates the problem. You know, we had a big circle of women, Jackie and I, and we were called Jewel Gems. And how many of us was it, Jackie?
Oh, my gosh.
About 20 of us, right?
At one point, we were upwards of 30 people.
In one house, it started with five. Every single week. All of us got different kind of jobs. All of us, some got kids, some don't, some do this, some do that. Never any issues. You know when it became an issue? When a man opened his goddamn mouth and didn't mind his business. That's when things just start to fall apart in our circle. The circle of women, if we did have issues with one another, either we did not bring it up because it wasn't that serious, or we squashed it before it became so big. But 20, 30 women every single week in a house, every single week, that's unheard of. You don't hear that.
But that's the isolated situation, because then you have the other side of the coin, Uli, that you have people, even men and women, that may not always agree on different issues. And, you know, I understand where you're coming from, but I think the diversity and definitely the difference of opinion makes the show stronger because you're different.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And that's what she's saying.
The general concept, and Uli, that is rare. The general concept is that women should all agree because they're women. If she feels a certain way about something, every woman around her needs to feel the same way. Mm-hmm. And I'm not that person. I'm not going to go along just to get along. I got to look at it. I got to analyze it. I got to make a critical thinking decision about the situation. And it may come out that I agree with you. It may come out that I don't. And mm-hmm. a lot of women will look at that and go, you always got to be different. I don't have to be different. I don't think in the same direction as the rest of the world. I choose not to. It's just the way I am. It's not that I choose not to. It's the way I am. I've always been like that all my life.
Well, I don't think any of the four of us, even Jackie and I being together every single day, don't think the same way. You know, and we talk every day. If we don't see each other every day, we talk every day. And still with that, she and I are nothing alike when it comes to certain things. Absolutely nothing alike when it comes to certain things. She's quirky and friendly, and I'm like, I don't like nobody. So we're very, very different. But then people call me, she's mean and she's evil. No, I'm not. I have a selective amount of people I want in my life, and I select wisely, because when I don't select wisely, that's when my issues come up. That's when I want to fight, and that's when I want to do. And I'm too old for that anymore. So now,
see, the thing about it is to surround yourself with people, male or female, who respect you for who you are. They don't want to.
It's all about respect of person.
I don't think it's a question of respecting me, because just for instance, just within the show, not that I don't think any of you don't respect me, but that doesn't mean we're going to get along. We've already seen that. We don't get along all the time, and we don't agree with everything all the time. But there's a way that you need to go about handling that. If there's something you disagree with, find a way to channel it just a little different than, you know, calling somebody out of their name or telling them they're stupid or they don't know what they're talking about. Like, none of us are scholars on any damn thing, because if we were, we'd have PhDs behind everything.
Well, I don't.
What you know. What Jackie knows. What Tay knows. But I'm not going to fight you on what you think you know versus what I think I know. Because even when we read the Bible, when we read the Quran, when we read the Torah, we still interpret it our own way.
To his own. And I tell you, everybody can read the same thing. You're still going to have your takeaways from it, what your takeaways are. And for people that don't believe that, take a group of siblings that were raised in the same house with the same parents. Talk to them as adults. They do not have the same memories. They have their own perceptions of what happened. You're not going to see everything the same way. And if people could just understand that, it's okay that somebody thinks this way that's different from me. Have a conversation. You might learn something. You might have an aha moment, or they'll have an aha moment. That's the conversation. People who are real and everything are boring.
The biggest thing is that, you know, and it goes for a show, it goes for friendships, it goes for groups, it goes for jobs, it goes for any and everywhere. You know, sometimes you just have to say, we have to agree to disagree. And when it is all about respecter of person, respecter of opinion, because I can't tell you your opinion is stupid because it's not factual. I can't tell you it's wrong because it's not factual. It is what you think. It is how you feel. It is what you believe in. It doesn't work for me, and I can tell you it doesn't work for me. But I can't tell you that it's wrong. I can't tell you that it's stupid. I can say
Jackie,
I don't get
we
it.
We all know. We can all stand outside right now. All of us can see a rainbow. Clear as daylight. But how you see the colors in that rainbow still may be different than mine.
Right.
So even though it's factual that's a rainbow, even though it's factual that's a rainbow, we still take out what we want to take out of it.
But the thing is that I can't say to you, well, Uli, just because you
that's
like
pink,
orange.
No, you
and,
say orange,
and
red,
and just,
pink. Right.
Right. Because for me, the whole damn rainbow is pink. We already know that.
But that's why I wouldn't argue with you, because I was, and now my real side of me be like, that girl, no, ain't no damn pink in that damn rainbow today. But
you know,
if you want to
see
pink
rainbow,
in that damn rainbow.
When I see a rainbow, I only see two colors. Every rainbow I've ever seen my whole life, I swear, I only see two colors. I'm like, what the hell is everybody seeing? I see two colors. I see blue and orange, and that's it.
See? And there's some yellow in there. And there's some other colors. But Jackie only going to see pink. Blue and orange. So I'm like, okay, but we will sit out there and see that rainbow, and it's factual that rainbow is absolutely in front of our face. But we've
and
also taken
one,
out of it something
that's
very
the
different.
One thing that we can take from it. That is the one thing that we can say, you know what, we
that's
saw
the
a rainbow.
Only factual
I don't
thing.
Know what the hell
that's
we
That's the only factual
at.
Thing. Absolutely. That's
right.
The only factual thing we took out of it, that we all sit there and said, okay, there's a rainbow. We have our girlfriend to get dressed to go out, and you know damn well she don't have no business putting on what she just put on. But if she looked in that damn mirror and saw something different than I'm looking at, I'm going to mind my business and let her go outside.
Okay. Now, as my friend, if you let me do that, I'm going to punch
you. You know,
in
Jackie, I don't really have to worry because you're not like a wild card. So, you know, I don't really have to worry about you. I'm talking about wild cards. I'm talking about wild cards. People who think that, you know who I'm talking. People. You know,
well,
I don't have any
types was made for a size 22 and they're not.
Like, I don't really have any friends really like that I can really, like, off the bat, like, think of. I probably am the most wild card out of all the friends, but I don't have anybody like I can think of, like, right off the bat, like, why the hell does she got that shit on? But it don't even have to be something sexy. It could just be some ugly shit, period. And I'm just
okay,
like,
okay, you know what? You know what I don't get? This is what I don't get. I so don't get why women are going out together and why everybody wants to know what everybody else is wearing. I don't understand that. I'm going to put on what I'm going to put on, you do you.
I don't think we do that.
No, the only time we ever do that is if we don't know what the event is.
What kind
so
of
we
event
don't know.
It is?
If it's
but you
casual,
know me, I still don't never come like everybody else.
Right.
You know me.
So,
we going
and
to
I'll
a,
say.
Underground party, and I still got 6-inch heels on, so you know
right,
it's going to be a
that's how you are.
Ass. Right.
But I think that's the only time that we do that is if, like, okay,
right.
Well, what kind of event is this? Other than
right.
that, you know, we don't, I'm going to wear what I'm going to wear, she's going to wear. But I think,
what color
like,
are you
think
wearing?
It goes back to something that you said that, you know, a lot of times women think that because we're all women, we're supposed to agreed with certain things, feel the same way, do the same things, go through the same motions. And I think that takes away from our individuality, and then we start to look like a pack. And, you know, it's a bad thing. You know, we're all individual, free-thinking people, at least we should be. And just because I'm labeled a woman, just because that's my gender, it doesn't make me like anybody out there. Like Uli said, we have been friends for years. We are the best of friends. And she's so left some days, and I'm so right some days. But guess what? We come together in the middle because we're friends, not because we're women. Because we're friends, because we respect each other.
Well, we became
because I love
friends
her.
Because we respect one another.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because we're so different in so many different aspects in our lives, that it could have been a big bump in the road the whole time. You know what I'm
right.
saying? It really could have been.
Because we weren't alike. But see, that's it. That's the key right there. Women need to understand it's okay not to be a part of that pack. It's okay to be you and not conform to what everybody else is doing. It's okay.
And that's fine. I think the thing becomes
that she want to wear them. It's okay.
I think the problem becomes because, you know, I know a lot of people. I'm quirky. I'm just as flighty as they come. And a lot of times it doesn't come across that way. But when you know me, you're like, what the hell is she thinking or talking about? But the thing is that it's okay to be out the box. It's okay to be real left. It's okay to have your thoughts out in the stratosphere. I think that the problem comes when you are so far left all the time that, you know, you kind of have an issue with women who are so far right. That's who they are, and we have to respect that.
But then she needs whoever that person. It's okay to be in the box, too, and it's okay to be very normal and very corny. It's all
and
that
very
cool.
typical.
But you got to find,
okay.
you have
it's
to find
okay
that,
to
you have to find that click for you. Because if
right.
you're all the way to the left all the time and then the people you know are all the way to the right, that's not going to work.
That's not
it's going to always be a confrontation.
It's a battle. It's going to always that's going to be
it's about
balance. Pardon the interruption. Ladies, listen, I just want to hurry up because the time getting short. We have Brother Darryl online, I believe. Brother Darryl?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey,
yes,
Darryl.
Yes,
good evening.
Darryl. Just wanted to chime in. Oh, my apologies.
Congratulations. You got
hey,
to graduate.
Darryl. Wait, I have to say one thing to Darryl. Darryl.
Yes, darling.
We know your ass is in love. How many more damn pictures I can see y'all love, 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 and love, 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 and love, love, love?
You know what?
I said, damn it, one more damn thing
no.
to know.
Let me tell you, let that man
you know
be in love.
They
is
in
love,
girl.
I love it. He
they
has
are in
that.
Love.
He earned that.
I can agree with Jackie Stark, but I'm going to agree with Uli's emotions. If they post one more damn picture.
No,
okay.
No. Let me tell y'all, I have known Darryl over 20 years, and let me tell you, let that man post those pictures.
I'm going to have to block you for just another maybe three months. So you calm down
love.
Or something. I don't know.
Let that man have this moment. He has earned it. He deserves it. Let him get that. Congratulations, dude.
Thank you much, darling. But right now, because we got to keep it real quick, I wanted to congratulate you ladies on an absolutely spectacular first season. They were up. They were down. They were personal disagreement. Some disharmony, but y'all did not let that affect the product. The product was banging. So y'all went out a year worth of quality entertainment that people could learn from and people could listen and share in the experience. So, you know, I thank you all. I love you all from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so much for your contributions. I'm done.
I think it's a perfect segue. Listen, we got about a minute, ladies. You know, can you give some final? I want to make sure I give the honors to everybody. Can we give a final closing remarks before we end the show for the night? And we will be coming back. We're going to talk behind the scenes, and we're going to come back strong. We're definitely going to talk, ladies. But I'm going to turn it over to you. So who want to take this? I want to go first, real quick, 10 seconds each person.
Well, you guys came in later, so one of you guys go first.
You know, I just, like I said, I missed half of the season due to some unfortunate circumstances, but I'm here. I'm back. And, you know, I just know that September is going to be wonderful for us. I have a lot of vision for the show. And, you know, that's pretty much it.
Congratulations.
Sick.
That
was awesome. I'm glad it unfolded the way it unfolded. Yeah, we start off with a, I don't know about this, but I'm glad we didn't stop. I'm glad we did it, and can't wait to see you guys next year, in September. I'm lost. September.
Awesome.
Amazing journey. So glad it turned out the way it was. It was fantastic. It was learning. It was growth. It was amazing, and we have an amazing platform to do a lot of wonderful things.
Look out for some pictures from the party Sunday, too. We're going to post some pictures.
Hey, listen, ladies, gentlemen, ladies, I love you guys. I appreciate everything you've done. I think that you guys are awesome, some of the greatest that I've ever been around and continue to be around. I consider you family.
Stay tuned.
Season 2 is going to be awesome. So, ladies, say goodnight, and God bless all our listeners. We thank you.
Good night. See you guys next season.
See you next season.
Peace.
Mm-hmm.